KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Murder accused Siphamandla Khumalo has been found guilty of the murder of his ex-girlfriend. 30-year-old Nomfundo Msibi was stabbed over 20 times at a taxi rank near an Umhlanga shopping center last year. Last month, Khumalo pleaded not guilty to premeditated murder, but Judge Jacqueline Hendricks said several factors indicated that he had necessary intent to commit murder. She said CCTV footage presented in court showed him repeatedly stabbing Msibi following an argument. The court heard that Msibi had been lured by Khumalo to the mall under the pretense of paying for her lay-by. A decision on the sentencing date is expected later today. In what is being hailed as a groundbreaking achievement, researchers from Stellenbosch University in China say they have successfully tested an ultra-secure quantum satellite communication link. They sent an image of the Great Wall of China, 12,900 kilometers from Beijing to Stellenbosch. They say this marks the longest quantum satellite link ever established and the first in the Southern Hemisphere. The project aims to develop unbreakable encryption techniques to secure data against potential quantum computing threats. 8 survivors of the devastating conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have accused 12 high-ranking Ethiopian and Eritrean civilian and military officials of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The Tigray region, bordering Eritrea, endured a war between 2020 and 2022. It claimed up to 600,000 lives, according to some estimates. The conflict pitted rebels of the Tigray People's Liberation Front against federal Ethiopian forces supported by local militias and the Eritrean army. Both sides were accused of committing atrocities, with the government sealing off Tigray for most of the war and restricting humanitarian aid to the region. A non-profit legal rights group representing a group of survivors says they have filed a criminal complaint with the German federal public prosecutor against the government officials and military officers, which they describe as groundbreaking. And back home, the Weather Service has issued a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in the southern parts of KwaZulu-Natal tomorrow. Forecasters are warning of hail and heavy downpours, which could lead to localized flooding. Damaging winds and excessive lightning are also expected. Various parts of KwaZulu-Natal are still reeling from deadly storms earlier this month. A 10-year-old girl was among 3 people who lost their lives. Well, this afternoon, there's a possibility of showers and thundershowers in the province, with Durban a high of 28, Pietermaritzburg 29, and Richards Bay 32. Your top story: murder accused Siphamandla Khumalo has been found guilty of the murder of his ex-girlfriend at an Umhlanga taxi rank last year. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.